Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for October the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's Hour 202, the goal to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. On your radio, the traditions of our founders continues. The supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, our guide. The checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders, brilliant, and the solution. We don't need revolution, but restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth is the order of the day. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing fantastic. Last hour, we talked about a variety of topics. One of them will continue in seconds. We talked about Rand Paul wins Liberty Caucus straw poll. Breitbart reports on it. A couple of other people, not much. Mainstream press doesn't want to talk about it. The New York Times comes out with an article that hints Rand Paul dropped out, but he didn't really. They've wordsmithed that sucker to the umpth degree to play their games. We talked about over 1,000 protesters showed up to confront Barack Hussein Obama when he went to Oregon. Activist Post brought that detail to us. Boehner reportedly wants Paul Ryan as speaker. We also talked about Paul Ryan's cumulative freedom index, 58. It's horrible. Nobody else on the docket doing much better. Trump takes credit for McCarthy dropping out. I'd like to see someone that's very tough and somebody that can negotiate with the Democrats, Trump says. That's kind of the story. We talked all about that. Now we're talking about this strange situation here in the news. And it's kind of how the straw polls work, what states are important, who what. But the mainstream press not playing fair when it comes to the truth at all. So I created a radio commercial supporting Rand Paul for president. I was going to endorse him, but I've decided not to. Because of Rand Paul's stance on pro-life and because of Rand Paul's stance on getting rid of the dishonest money system in America, the Federal Reserve. Two of the greatest things I think we could do to restore the economy, restore society, start with honesty. Tell God that life matters. In other words, qualify for his blessings. Thou shalt not kill, one of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not steal. And when you think about killing, abortions and these things, and you think about dishonesty, thou shalt not steal, you think dishonest money's at the heart of that. That's why I pick those two at the top. Rand Paul, the strongest on those by far. So I like Rand. I think he does a good job. He's got a family history of doing quite well. The problem is I can't even help him if I want to, Kurt. They won't let me. Unless I just basically pay fake money to Rand Paul to spend with our enemy, the mainstream press. Rand Paul doesn't have time for us. Not interested. So as a result, then, can I just continue to run around and act like he's one of us? That I would count on him? I don't think so, Kurt. So we're talking about this, Kurt. We're talking about how it relates to politics and kind of what's going on. And we're talking about this specifically, the Liberty straw poll, and how they run this thing, which I find kind of fascinating and really ought to be the plan for the nation. But the mainstream press talks about none of it, Kurt.
Well, you're exactly right, Sam. And what you've got is over the weekend, we got the email from Rand Paul that said that, hey, man, we just won a straw poll, if it was, let's say it was won by Carly Fiorina or even Ben Carson or maybe, I don't know, one of the other, maybe Rubio, I think, would have been touted to the, it would be front page, I think, on many things. But since it was Rand Paul and, there was very little, if almost, no reporting on it. They had 800 enthusiastic activists that converged on Nashua, New Hampshire.
Now, let's be very clear. These are activists that are in one of the first states for the primaries. We're talking about unique, politically connected individuals. We're not just talking about Joe Blow. Okay, this is not only 800, because 800 doesn't sound like very many. These are 800 of the movers and the shakers, though, and if Rand Paul could win in a state like that, for example, it could launch him to the forefront in a heartbeat. I mean, just a good debate performance. The mainstream press used that to launch Carly from nobody to somebody, if you will. Just think what a real win could do. hey, I won the straw poll, and now I won the state of New Hampshire. It could be tremendous, but they're not going to let it happen.
Well, you know, and it's always, we got to remember the key thing, like you always teach, he who owns the media makes the rules. Anyway, this thing, this event was the Republican Liberty Caucus National Convention, and they were all together to talk shop and the vote in a, presidential straw poll. He got 57%. Mr. Ted Cruz got 51%. Now, some folks say, well, wait, that's 108%. No other candidate, by the way, that received more than 18%. But they used what they call approval voting. And this preference poll that will produce these results where more than one candidate receives 50% approval is how it works.
Uh-oh. Kirk's breaking up. I think we lost him. All right, we'll try to get Kurt back. So this straw poll's kind of interesting, though, and I believe could really make a difference for Rand Paul if the mainstream press would cover it. But he who owns the media makes the rules. They're not about to cover it. They don't want Rand Paul to break out as anybody serious at all. Although I believe he's one of the most serious, valuable candidates out there. But Sam decides not to endorse Rand Paul for president. Rand Paul is not interested in Liberty Roundtable free promotion. He's not. And so, as a result, I can't really support Rand Paul. And some might say, well, that's just sour grapes, Sam. You can support Rand. You just won't. No, it's not really accurate. I don't have all the money he wants me to throw at him. Okay? But I also want to do my very best to help him. And so I was going to give radio time and everything else to no avail. I can't even give free radio time, free promotion to Rand Paul. It's not something they want to take. How can I give away something that they're not really even willing to utilize? They won't even make time for it. All right, you there, Kurt?
Yes, sir.
Get you on a phone line. You disappeared somehow. I'm not sure what's happening with the internet, but
that's funny. I could hear you perfectly when you said, it looks like Kirk's gone, so I don't know what happened. But anyway.
While you're rebooting your computer, so I'm saying, look, I'm not downing Rand Paul. I think he's the best guy for the office on the campaign stage by far. I think his stand for pro-life is incredible. We need that. I've explained that I believe that pro-life stance and honest money stance are two of the most important issues we're facing today, because the trickle down of the change could be tremendous, not only for telling God we want his blessings, but from a national point of view, from an honest money economy, etc. I mean, those are the two, in my mind, top topics. Nobody else is talking about those. Rand Paul is, but Rand Paul's not even interested in letting me help him for free, Kurt.
Well, that's exactly right, Sam, and it's sad to see, but we've seen it so many times with the, our chosen candidates. It seems like we typically just continue to fund the other media on a regular basis, and then we're surprised when we don't get favorable coverage. These people have told us they're not our friends, and they've shown it over and over. Take, for example, the time when, the first event of the last election with Ron Paul basically coming in second, just barely behind Michelle Bachmann there in Iowa. And the only persons they reported on were first and third. They just literally, that's just the way the media works.
Yeah, make sure you help me raise some money so that I can spend it with the mainstream press to get coverage, though, Kurt.
Yeah, just
see, there's this disconnect that just drives me insane. And then Rand would be kind of like, well, you guys are too small. I don't have time for you. And my response is, too small? We've got three radio networks at our disposal. We're big enough for the Southern Poverty Law Center hates our guts. We're not as small as they want to make us, or, as they act like, or they want to make it seem, Kurt, by any stretch of the imagination. And just imagine if Rand Paul were to appear on 50 new media outlets, what it could do. He could snub the mainstream press, flat out say, I'm not going on your broadcasts. Trump has talked about how bogus you guys are. Ben Carson has talked about how bogus you are, and I'm going to add to that. And by the way, that's kind of my next story here in a second. We'll talk about Ben Carson's attack of the media too, Kurt. We'll talk about it. Right? Did you have more on this caucus thing?
Well, yeah, you know, what you have there at the event, you know, where you have 57% of the attendees chose Rand Paul, and 51% did Ted Cruz. You know, you say, well, that doesn't add up. What happened is they were doing what they called approval voting.
All right, let's get into approval voting in seconds, because I think it's a fascinating concept that we ought to have more of. That's just my opinion. Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so at the Liberty Caucus, they do things differently. They do things the way I think they ought to be done, personally. They got this thing called approval voting, and it's a term you may not have heard of. I've heard of the concept plenty of times. I've heard it called different things, but approval voting is kind of the idea here. Kurt, explain and help people understand. This is really important because I believe this is what they ought to do when they do their polls, by the way, Kurt.
Yeah, they say Liberty Republicans have clearly identified the two candidates as the best in the crowded field. They're an inspiration to Republicans. They say Ben Carson was in third place at 18%. You know, but the bottom line is on this whole approval voting is you can choose your first place, second place, third place, etc. And so then it kind of moves, you know, it makes it so that, hey, maybe the last choice getter kind of gets eliminated on certain rounds, and it just moves them up. But the bottom line is, you know, over the weekend, Mr. Rand Paul got 57% of this movers and shakers in Nashua, New Hampshire. And he did very well, but I don't even see Mr. Trump showing. No, let's see. Trump had 7%, Bobby Jindal 6%, Marco Rubio 9%, Rick Santorum 4%. Anyway, the bottom line is the guys that got less than 3% were George Pataki, Mike Huckabee, Chris Christie. Jeb Bush got 1%.
There you have it. And that's why they want to marginalize this, quote, division within the Republican Party. They want to play these games. And I find the approval voting valuable because, Kurt, it lets you know what support somebody would have. In other words, let's say that I chose Rand Paul for my guy and I voted for him. I'd be in the tally for him, but I wouldn't be in the tally for anybody else under the traditional voting and or polling scenarios. With his approval voting, though, I could say, look, I think that Rand Paul's the best, Ben Carson's second, Donald Trump is third. And by the way, that's my humble opinion. I think Rand Paul's first because he's the most correct on the law of the land. I think that Ben Carson's second because I believe he is a complete outsider and his heart's in the right place. Donald Trump's third because he's taken the world by storm and has a lot of good ideas, even though I think he's a socialist, personally. I think he's a fascist is what I think he is. But nevertheless, I don't like any of the other candidates, Kurt. And I really don't even like Rand Paul now very much because I'm just convinced they're so in bed with the mainstream that they claim to hate. But they're so tied into that that they don't even have time for us. And I think if you ever wanted to, if we need three things to happen in America to really change the game. Just imagine if this was changed, Kurt. The mainstream press gatekeepers were, you know what, kicked out of their perch, kicked out of the nest, so to speak. In other words, the new media takes center stage. He who owns the media makes the rules. They can't make the rules anymore because we've kicked them out of their gatekeeping scenario of controlling all that we see, hear, and believe, if you will. And just imagine if then we had a leader that was literally pro-life, go to the mat pro-life. And then somebody who literally rejected the dishonest money system in America and stood for honest money. Do you realize the impact those three things alone would have? But there's not a single candidate on that stage that I can get a hold of, Kurt. I can't even hardly get a hold of their staffs. I can get a hold of their staffs if I email them and they respond back with some kind of vague response. Okay, that's all I can get. And it fascinates me how somebody else in the mainstream press, they go, oh, yeah, I called up Don the other day. Or, you know, hey, I asked Rand Paul, how do you guys get a hold of him? The answer is you guys have a special, what do they call that, Kurt? A quid pro quo? Some kind of a deal going on. Because those guys can get a hold of him. Somehow in the Rand Paul campaign, I don't know if it's Rand or somebody else, doesn't matter. There is a, quote, pecking order. If Fox tried to get a hold of Rand, you think he'd get a hold of him? What about CNN? What if Rupert got on the horn and said, hey, is Rand in? This is Rupert. Hold on, sir. Okay. There's a problem here. And these people who claim they reject the mainstream press, and I'm going to attack Ben Carson as one of them. Okay, Donald Trump, Ben Carson, they complain the mainstream press is evil and horrible and the worst people they've ever known. But just try to get a hold of Ben Carson, Kurt. Let me know how that goes, because I've tried. You can't get a hold of anybody. So these people aren't genuine in their assertions, Kurt, at all. It's all a big game. Sam decides not to endorse Rand Paul for president. Rand Paul is not interested in Liberty Roundtable free promotion. He's not. I think approval voting is the way to go. All right, Kurt, let's talk about this next thing here. Headline says this. Carson declares war on the press. Do you believe it? Carson declares war on the press.
Define war and what the press really is, I suppose. But
How do you want to define it, Kurt? And how do you want to break it down?
I'm sure that he sees now that they can kind of choose what they want to cover, And maybe that's what he's saying. Is that what you think he's saying?
Well, here's what the headline says. Ben Carson declares war on the press. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson admonished the press corps on Friday, calling the news media embarrassing and sincerely vowing to expose the institutional bias that runs rampant, he says. He spoke at a gathering of reporters and, quote, communications professionals at the National Press Club in Washington, Kurt. And he lashed out at the press, citing several times where his views have been intentionally misrepresented by the press. Many in the press will just say that I'm too sensitive and that I should not even be thinking about running for office because I get offended by what they do, he said. But the reason that I expose the press is because I want the American people to understand what they're, meaning the press, is doing. It's not that I'm so sensitive. The retired neurosurgeon says that he has no intention of calling a truce with the news media. I will continue to expose them every time they do something so that more people understand what they are and what they're doing. It will negate their effect, he said, until they have a kind of transformation that's really necessary for them to become allies of the people. Carson's frustration with the press is boiling over. The presidential candidate's raising tens of millions of dollars and, well, soaring in the polls, they say. Carson believes that his views on guns and on religion have been intentionally distorted by the reporters, either to sink his presidential hopes. Well, the good part about, well, that's weird. They say either, but then they don't. Well, I guess eager to, it's not neither. It's eager to do his president, to sink his presidential hopes. They're eager to shut him down, he claims. The good thing is that a lot of people in America are onto them and understand what they're trying to do. That's one of the reasons we're doing so well, says Carson. Now, Carson said if he were to have been at the Oregon College, he would have stood up to them. He would encourage everybody to rush the shooter. They might kill a couple of them, but they could take the shooter out. And by the way, that's exactly what happened in Arizona. Carson this week also called for arming officials on school grounds. And there you have it. Now, they say when the mainstream press picks one word, tries to manipulate and characterize people wrongfully, that's a problem. Carson also recalls an encounter with a reporter that led to a story about him being unprepared to deal with the threat of a hurricane. Turns out that he was boarding a plane and they caught him off guard, is all he claims. We'll tell you more.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Kurt, some people might say this is the sour grapes broadcast, and I disagree. It isn't about Sam Bushman, okay? But I can't endorse a Rand Paul when he begs me every day for money, okay? I mean, Ted Cruz even tells me it's from his personal iPhone when he emails me, except I email back the personal iPhone and no response. So either he's personally ignoring me or they lied about the personal iPhone deal, right? Okay, something's not adding up for me. Now, on one hand, I'm not against Rand Paul. I think he does a lot of good. I'm not against Ben Carson. I think he does a lot of good. But this idea that these people are sick of the mainstream press, that they don't trust them, that they don't believe in them, that they're really taking off the gloves, isn't true. Ben Carson declares war on the press? Not. Okay, he sounds like it. His rhetoric talks about it. He says he was getting on a campaign bus. They asked him about something or whatever, and he didn't respond well, but it was just because he was caught off guard and he had to go, and he didn't really get a chance to sit down and explain himself. The mainstream press loves that stuff. That's what you don't get. Okay, they did it on purpose. Ben? Now, you would say, I know they do that on purpose. Sam, I just said something. You know, the document says, I know they do it on purpose. You know that. That's right. But you still continue to court them all day long and spend time with them. And if anybody tries to get a hold of you outside of the, quote, mainstream press, you don't have time for them. You're so insulated, nobody can get a hold of you or Rand Paul or anybody else. None of you people. And that's the problem that I'm having with this whole thing, Kurt. They act like the mainstream press is their enemy. They take on the mainstream press. But when anybody wants to report the truth, the who, what, when, where, why of a story, when anybody who wants to give them a fair chance for detailed, longer explanations of things, they don't give those venues the time of day, Kurt. They're just too busy asking you for money, too busy pretending that they're emailing you directly from their own cell phone, or from my iPhone, it says. It isn't true, Kurt. They're lying, they're dishonest, and I'm sick of it. So I'm not trying to be rude to anybody, but I'm telling you right now, I can't get a hold of any of these people even if I tried. Now, I get if a candidate says, Sam, I'm swamped on the road this week. Can we set up an appointment for next Monday? Okay, I'm not even talking about the time. In other words, I get that people are busy. There's some days where I can't call somebody back or I can't. Okay, I get that everybody's busy from time to time. I understand that and I respect that. But I can't get that you can't even really make a solid appointment with me and or give me anybody that I can even really contact. At some point, it's not genuine. At some point, it's not real. So let me tell you, Donald Trump, Ben Carson, Rand Paul, everybody complains about the press. I say he who owns the media makes the rules. Unless you help grow an alternative media that'll tell the truth, that won't have a perverted, hostile agenda, if you don't grow that side, I don't care what you do, you're not going to win. You could put $1 billion into the mainstream press. You'll get a lot of good coverage temporarily, but they understand that they'll let you win a battle. They'll win the war. They get it. They understand. I can flash pan you for a bunch of money and make you look good for a day, but I can also spend the next 364 days of that same year taking you down, mocking you, ignoring you, a little placed word here, a little unique placed phrase there, and the damage is done. A little mockery, a little bit of roll of the eyes on TV, a little bit of the snicker or sneer, okay, and they can change the game. And while the mainstream press is ignoring these candidates, while these candidates get snookered by the mainstream press over and over, they run around and say, man, we're taking on the press. We're going to get this done. Ben Carson declares war on the press. Oh, how's that going to work out for you, Ben? Unless you build up the alternative news, they're just going to either ignore you or mock you and just run you right off the stage, my friend. You don't even get it. You can't declare war and take them on alone. Especially when nobody who will set the record straight for you can even contact you. Anyway, Kurt, maybe I'm going off too much on a rant here. But I think it's important for people to understand these people aren't taking on the press, Kurt. What has Donald Trump done to take on the press? Had a little argument with Megan?
Yeah.
Okay, he hasn't put any money into the alternative media. He hasn't gone on alternative media shows. What if he said, I'm doing everybody's show, but the top five mainstream press networks I'm going to be on with, and he just went down the list?
Yep.
Just think what that would do for their standing in the media. I'm going to go on with Drudge. I'm going to go on with Alex Jones. I'm only going to do interviews with WorldNet Daily. I'm going to only... Okay, you could go right on down the list.
Yep.
I'm only going to be on with The Blaze. But see, Donald Trump's mocking Glenn Beck.
Uh-huh.
Glenn Beck fires back at Trump. It's all media hype. There is no reality here. There is no attempt by anybody solid with any real backing or real money to make a difference. Now, back when Trevor Lyman and all those guys raised a ton of money for Ron Paul, they raised like $6 million in one day. We were part of it. I even donated. I was stupid enough then to donate. They took that money. They promoted the mainstream press with a significant portion of it. We contacted Trevor Lyman and others and said, that was so phenomenal. What if we do a media money bomb? And they said, oh, we're right in the middle of an election cycle. We'll get back to you. We'd love to do something like that. But what happened, Kurt? What's the rest of that story?
It was, the silence was deafening.
Yeah, and then what happens is you contact them a little later, and they're like, oh, we're about to gear up for another election cycle. Can't really work on that now. We're gearing up.
Well, and they started to work on their own media.
And how's that working out for him, Kurt?
That's not been going on.
Okay, because what they got is a bunch of flash in the pan, people that don't even know what they're doing, people that are only in it for the money, people drafted from the mainstream press that would love to see it fail.
Yep.
Okay, you got to turn to those people that have been in the media forever. No one can question if Sam and Kurt have been in the media for long enough and if we know what we're doing. Nobody can question an Alec Jones to say, have you been in the press long enough? Can you stand the heat? Can you deal with it? Do you have the knowledge, the wherewithal to get it done? No one can question that about an Alex Jones or a Joyce Riley or a Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby or a Vincent Finelli or the list just goes on. Michael Rivero, John Stattmiller. We've been in this stuff forever. What we need is a couple of bucks and the right people to jump aboard to make the difference. Just imagine if Rand Paul, Ben Carson, Donald Trump, a few of these guys said, look, we're not going on Fox, NBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, whatever these mainstream goofballs are. We're not going on the Talking Heads shows on Sunday. We're not doing that. We are appearing on Alex Jones, and we are having interviews with Matt Drudge, and we are working with WorldNet Daily and Liberty Roundtable Live and The Political Cesspool and John Stattmiller's National Intel Report, and we're going on all these shows because they're the only ones that are willing to give us a fair shake. Just imagine what would happen if that occurred. What would the mainstream press do, Kurt?
Well, and, you know, we certainly agree that, you know, you've got to use all the tools at your disposal. But in my opinion, what happens is the tools that are available from your, quote, friends, those who already support you and promote you, et cetera, aren't being used. And then the only ones that really, you know, pull in the bucks and appear to get the support would be the ones that are really against you.
And that's the problem, is that if you give these guys a bunch of money, let's say you donate to the Ben Carson campaign or to the you know, Rand Paul campaign or to the Ted Cruz, whatever you choose, campaign, What are they going to do with that money? They're going to buy ads in the mainstream press, using the mainstream TV, mainstream radio, mainstream newspaper, mainstream, and they're going to dump a bunch of money into that. Mm-hmm. They'll never change the game as long as they continue to virtually complain about, on one hand, and endorse, on the other hand, the gatekeeper, Kurt. How is Ben Carson declaring war on the press?
Yeah, that's a good headline, but I don't really...
I don't like you guys anymore. You're not very fair. I'm going to throw my popsicle in the dirt. Mm-hmm. I don't really get what they're doing. Let me give you another example to hammer home the point. Did you know, Kurt, that you and I agree with Louis Farrakhan? Well, we agree on the headline. We disagree on the story, okay?
All right.
Headline. Farrakhan says America is under divine judgment. Calamities are going to get stronger. Mm-hmm. Louis Farrakhan says America is under divine judgment and calamities are going to get stronger. Do you agree with him, Kurt?
Yep.
Yes, you do. That's right. You do. Because it's true. Because he's right. Now, yep. Do I endorse Louis Farrakhan? Not hardly. I think he's an absolute thug. I think he's an enemy to liberty. I think he uses race and all kind of things for his violent agenda, which is the same.
Other than that, he's not so bad.
Which is the same playbook that Barack uses.
Yeah.
Okay. Point. So now they say the reason that America is going to fail is because America's turning its back on Islam or whatever. And okay. You and I would say the reason why is because we're violating the commandments of God. So we have completely different reasons to make the claim, Kurt.
Yeah.
180-degree different reasons to make the claim, but we agree on the claim. I'd like to ask Louis Farrakhan if he believes it's global warming causing this, you know. But how do you get a hold of the good old Louis, huh? I don't think he's available either. Hey, man, I love Mexican food. We'll talk about it, okay? You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Kurt, before we get to this story, what's your favorite food, my friend? Your favorite food? All right, Kurt, are you with me, buddy? I think we lost Kurt again. All right, well, I don't know what happened to Kurt. We'll try to get him back there, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So I guess this university, what's it called? Clemson University, apologizes for serving Mexican food. I don't understand what they're talking about. Yeah, it turns out that I guess they had a Mexican food night. And everybody was enjoying the food, enjoying the festivities. Everybody's having a fantastic time. Until a couple of students had a problem. Felt like it was culturally insensitive. And so these people got together and went on Twitter, these two students, and they trashed the university, saying how insensitive it was and how culturally it was a problem. And so now Clemson University apologizes for serving Mexican food. And I don't even understand what this is about. Why would you ever apologize for serving Mexican food? Now, personally, if there was one food that would be my favorite, I would say it's Mexican food. It just is. I love the beans. I love the rice. I love the meats. I love the tortillas. I love the salsa. I love the hot flavors. I love the... It's just phenomenal. Okay? But they apologize because it was somehow racially or culturally insensitive. I don't even understand what they're talking about. I don't even understand the discussion. We're so politically correct now. So goofy that I don't even understand what they're apologizing for. Look, if we say we love Mexican food, we're going to have a Mexican fair for food at our event. Is that somehow demeaning to the Mexican people? I think it would be complimentary, to say the least. I don't even get what they're talking about here. But this is the world we live in, right? All right, are you with me, Kurt? All right, well, we'll try to get Kurt back. So I find that story fascinating. I find it incredibly sad. And this is something that we've really got to stop. The mainstream press is doing this. I don't care if it's on Twitter. I don't care. Now, you could say, well, Sam, Twitter's the new media. No, no, no. The press could deal with this in about 2 seconds. Okay? I don't understand how this is culturally insensitive. I don't understand how this is offensive in any way. I don't know anybody that doesn't like Mexican food. Now, are there people out there that don't like Mexican food? I'm sure there are, folks. Mm-hmm. But I don't know anybody. Now, we finally got Kurt back. I don't know what happened there, but...
I don't know either. When I came back from the break, there was just...
All right, Kurt's been having internet problems, ladies and gentlemen, so we'll try to work on that and get that squared away. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, technically, but... Kurt, they're going to apologize at this Clemson University?
Well, that's right. This is a piece that basically, I guess they have this on a regular basis, what they call a Mexican, they call it Maximum Mexican Food Day. You know, and typically
I'm in, brother.
They just really enjoy it. It's become a student favorite over the last several years. This year was no different at first, they say. Everything was going great. Students were loving the food and the festivities, except for two students. They took to Twitter to voice their displeasure with the school's decision to host such a, well, they call it a culturally insensitive event.
Now, Kurt, wouldn't it be complimentary to the Mexican people to say, we like your food so much, we're going to make it a cultural focus, and we're going to learn about the Mexican culture, we're going to enjoy your food, and we're going to have the festivities. They might have had some piñatas. I don't know what they did, but I'm just saying, wouldn't that be complimentary, Kurt? I don't really get it.
Well, it would, Sam, but what you've got is we've got this politically correct world where, you know, if anybody gets upset, you just have to shut down whatever it is they're upset about. So that typically means, yeah, you basically shut down about everything.
Well, I'm upset with the pro-death policies of the pro-choice liars, and I want to shut those suckers down, but no one listens to that.
Those things don't get stopped, Sam. I mean, it's just the everything else, you know what I mean?
So let me get this in America. Don't eat Mexican food, but kill babies.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, it's,
don't talk about marriage.
Because you're pro-choice.
Don't talk about marriage as a husband and wife, but promote perverted sex everywhere.
Yeah.
And then when I say, wait a minute, this perverted sex is horrible, they say, you're oppressing us.
Yeah, that's right.
And we just go along with
and
all
you're
this.
You're insensitive. You're not, what's the phrase? You're not tolerating our views.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I mean, of course, if you suggest that they're not tolerating your views, then, well, you know, you're just intolerant.
Well, I'm a constitutionalist, Mexican food eating American, baby. Come on. See, I don't get this stuff, though. The problem is, now the mainstream press pretty much makes a mountain out of a molehill with this, Kurt, and they just promote it. And that's why it's even gotten wings. If everybody in their common sense would have shut this down and said, you people are goofy, I don't know what your problem is. If you don't like the Mexican food, then go home. In fact, you got to go eat Chinese food. Could you tell them that, Kurt?
Well,
if they don't want to eat Chinese food, they could eat what, American food?
Yeah, you'd be intolerant.
They wouldn't dare eat a Navajo taco for crying out loud, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Okay, what would they eat, Kurt?
And so the university basically issued an apology, and so to these offenders.
I'm so sorry we had fantastic taste in food and everybody had a great time. I'm just so sorry about that.
I mean, wouldn't it be nice to find a university that just said, we're not even going to give you the time.
You know what I want to do? I want to almost have Mexican food rallies across the country, Kurt. We'd just eat Mexican food and just hang out and enjoy each other's company and just mock these people to the heavens. See, if I had money, that's what I'd do. I'd just hold Mexican food. Free tacos for everybody. We're just going to roll out the Mexican food rallies. Here's the donation box for y'all to participate. Recommended donation is like, what, $2 a taco or something like that. We'll just have taco nation going on. Okay, I don't understand. Were they doing something to mock the Mexican people or mock their way of life or their food or their traditions?
No, Sam,
I don't get it, Kurt.
Not that I know of, but there's some people that were upset. And if they're upset, then you just stop it.
Okay, so what food could you serve, though, Kurt?
Well, Sam.
I mean, if you had meat and taters, then you'd be killing animals, right?
Yep.
Okay, then PETA would just go belligerent. What could you eat? If you had vegetables and fruit, then the people that are genetically modified against the GMO stuff, they'd come unglued. Okay, what can you even eat or do these days? If it's perversion, it's embraced everywhere, I guess, though. So somehow, you got to somehow make your meal relate to sex and, like, birth control and pro-death or something like that. Eat baby back ribs and kill a baby or something. I don't know what that'd say.
Good point.
It's just, I'm telling you, it's nuts on parade. It's crazy. And then we try to make up the story in the press to tell the tale of what's really going on. I don't see any problem with this Mexican food. I don't see a problem at all. In fact, I think it's great for us to learn about the Mexican culture. You know, if you haven't tried their food, I don't know what rock you're living under in America. Mexican food is probably one of the most popular foods.
Yep.
What are the most popular eating out food types in America? Isn't it Mexican and Chinese pretty much, Kurt? Italian? Well, when you go out to eat, you got what? Mexican, Chinese, Italian, or American? General categories?
Yeah, that sounds pretty general.
I'm not saying that there's, you know, not some breakdowns from there. You could say, well, hey, we're not doing Chinese, we're doing Asian food, we're having Thai tonight. Okay, I get it. But in general, okay, I don't even comprehend. Well, it makes about as much sense as the housing boom bust going on. And the economy is so awesome. Here's what happened from last year.
You're talking about this little house. They've got this thing that, and before they were trying to sell this, they call it a guitar house down in Alabama. That means from the top of it, if you're way up in an airplane, it looks kind of like a shape of a guitar. Pretty cool looking thing. But they had it on the market for $14 million before, and now they have the starting bids at $1 a piece. You know, they do have quite a bit of fancy stuff, but the amazing thing is with the booming economy, apparently it's not really booming there, huh, Sam?
I guess this thing took 4 years to complete the construction.
Yep.
European artists and artisans. I guess, what's that, a woman?
No, it just means a fancy word for somebody who works on stuff.
An artist and an artisan are different. Okay.
Yeah. It means you have to pay more money for
what's an artisan? All right.
Entrepreneur that's an artist.
Now, I guess what happened is this thing's awesome. It's 27 acres, got 16 bathrooms. I mean, it's happening.
Yeah, 15 bedrooms, 16 bathrooms, because you need one more bathroom than you have bedrooms.
They're starting at $1, aren't they, Kurt?
Yeah, that's right. Starting bids that are $1.
What's it at now?
It's got a horse riding arena. I don't know, Sam.
It's got a guitar-shaped driveway.
He says going under the hammer on October 31st. Kind of a bad day to do that on. Halloween, I think, but yeah, anyway, just,
but we're going to promote Halloween because it's like the evil, perverted, no good holiday, and that's the holiday we're going to promote the most, right, Kurt?
I was just thinking maybe you should pick this up, Sam. I mean, pick it up for a song or somebody that's the,
I couldn't even get 100 Americans to put in a penny for this thing, Kurt, if I tried. Now, if I said it was like the house of the abortion leader, something like that, Jack Kevorkian murder house or something, then everybody would be all over it.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting piece, though. It's a pretty cool place. Big house.
And who says you can't get something for $1 these days?
Yeah, that's right.
Just saying. Nothing like a cheeseburger from McDonald's and the guitar house for $1, huh? All right. Well, thanks for being alongside with the ride. Hopefully it was educational. I'm just sick of right now these politicians. I just can't take it anymore. They act like they're your friend. They just play game. Even the best of them that we think, I don't really believe they're our friends, Kurt. I really don't. Sad to say, I don't have anybody to vote for in America. Nobody. All right. Thanks for being along. LibertyRoundtable.com. If you want to donate and get involved in the solutions today, we'd love your support. LibertyRoundtable.com. We the people can, along with the grace of the Almighty, restore the Republic. After all, we claim this nation shall endure.